Greetings. It is I, Kutumi. I am honored to be here to begin to discuss with you some basics about the triadic system. But most importantly, we would like to begin with a very important chakra, the medulla oblongata, which we have spoken to you very little about since these teachings began. It is often known as the mouth of God. And why is that so? The medulla oblongata is centered in the middle of the, above the spinal cord. It is a part of the hind brain. It is a part of the anatomy that connects the cranium with the spinal column. We have spoken to you about that spinal column being center channel of the energetics that spiral up and down that center column. Some of you are familiar with Kundalini energy. Well, within the brainstem, where this medulla oblongata is situated, it is in the near proximity of the spinal column. Directly, as you look at the body, in front of that is where that fifth chakra, where the voice is in the body, the throat center. Now that center is a very important center because, as you know, it allows you to speak your truth. But most importantly, that center was helpful in aligning your will with the will of Source in the moment He created your spirit, so that there was more unity in your expression. Thus, having a fuller activation of that medulla oblongata, you can see why it's called the mouth of God, because it relates to that throat chakra and it relates to the merging of the wills. You have free will. You were created with free will. But in that merging, it isn't that you gave up your sovereignty or your will, but you merged it and aligned it with the will of Divine Creator the moment your soul and your spirit was created. So therefore, though that alignment with the throat chakra is important for you to recognize, it wasn't fully activated at that spiritual level. It's also interesting to note that that center was one of the primary first centers when you began to take on form in the embryonic state. That medulla center was there and began to grow and manifest in the neurology of your body. This is the holiness of your spirit. Now, it has a significant effect on the usability of that second triad, where you have been taught to compress the undifferentiated light, creating a differentiated form to be made usable in the body and in the consciousness. There were limitations in this ability, especially in the full utilization of the nectar that you created. One of the first things you were taught was to create liquid light and send it through the blood system to alter the carbon in that blood system, to make the light flow freely in all of the fluids of your body. But the nectar had a specific purpose at the time it was taught, to help the cells of the body, to bring light of this beautiful golden nectar into the cell, so the cell could recognize it, could become more light-filled, could become more sustainable because it was receiving the nutrition. There are fuller aspects of that we will be discussing with you that will enhance the use of that golden nectar. This medulla oblongata also has a great effect on the third triad, because it makes the awakening of that medulla oblongata and your awareness in your consciousness activates the third eye, the eye of Horus, in a different, more accelerated expression. There is a change in the function of the pineal. The pineal and the third eye are not the same. They do not have the same function. Be aware that the third eye carries that pure white light. It is the eye of Source, a single eye, a single consciousness of Christ consciousness. And that awareness is stimulated through a further activation of this medulla oblongata. The pineal is instrumental in processing light, differentiating it. So it stands to reason that this medulla oblongata had to get an upgrade in order for it to become the mouth of Source, of God. The will is merged. There is unity, more unity in the system. It also amplifies the first triad, making the Sacred Heart Center a more viable center of Christ consciousness. It stimulates the first triad to magnetize those lower four chakras and bring them fully, enfold them fully into the triadic system at a whole different level. This all benefits the body consciousness and the body's gradual transformation into a fifth dimensional vehicle. So as we go on, we will very specifically be touching on the correlation between the chakras within the triadic system, the function of the neurology of the spinal column, and that process of moving the kundalini easily, consistently throughout the spinal column, culminating within that third triad, and then magnetizing all of the energies that are centered in that fourth triad relating to the divine image. You will begin to understand Zeon particles in a whole different way. Two things had to happen, dear ones, before that fourth triad could be fully usable. Number one, the time locks that you facilitated and participated in opening had to be opened through that sixth and seventh dimensional light template, which is massive. The element of love has to become more active and usable in the creative process. You cannot have the functioning of Zeon particles without that full functioning of the element of love. And that was impossible before this last retrieval of that seventh dimensional light template. So, we will be touching on these things in each session, and each session will be precipitated before the teaching on this huge holographic expression that is sent into your field of consciousness, into your unified field, and into your body, so that when these things are discussed, you are able to receive them in a much different way. The rational mind is not engaged at all. And you have an innate understanding of what is being presented to you through these energies of the holograph, as you are this evening. So it's important that you start to recognize this and pay attention to it. When I talk to you about the significance of that medulla oblongata and the throat chakra and the meaning of that and the importance of the third eye, the pineal, and what a significant change that makes in that second triad's function just by having the medulla oblongata activated to another frequency level. This medulla oblongata has a massive influx of the magenta color code. The pineal has a massive influx of the of a color code that is a purple, a deep purpley blue. And it is all by design. And then that third eye holds the pure white light of Christ consciousness, the pure white light of Source. So this evening, I am just giving you some basic awarenesses that were preceded by a holographic energetic infusion. And so as you take the information in and you reflect in your chakra system, and you reflect in the triadic system, in your unified field, you begin to see those color codes resonating off of each other. Beautiful colors and frequencies of light circulating throughout the entire physical body, throughout the entire energetic body in one unified field. Beautiful colors. And it won't be long because this infusion also was impregnated with certain sound templates. Now that medulla center, the medulla oblongata, holds that Om sound, Source sound, the mouth, the sound of Source. All of the rest have individual notes and sounds that you will become aware of, just as now you are aware of these massive color infusions taking place in your energy field, expressing themselves radiantly, luminously within you. Now, before I leave you, I would like you to sit, not in contemplation to figure out anything, but to sit in the quiet and watch the colors. Look at the radiant expressions in your chakra system. Feel the alterations that have begun within your energetic system by these holographic infusions. Just sit in the energies. Be in them. There's nothing to do with them but recognize them. Be the individual that you are. All else is being attended to by the All That Is and the various realms who are expressing themselves in more individual collective consciousness so that we might be a benefit to you individually. So there is an exercise here chapter 1, a meditation that I would like to lead you in before we close this conference call. Before I do that, Metatron has asked me to relay this message to you about the community call on the 23rd. And that community call will be conducted by myself and Metatron. There will be a question and answer period that relates to what we are doing now. But also, we would like you to discuss amongst yourself these changes that are occurring in the teaching process. We would like you to discuss with us any need that you might have that you feel would facilitate better absorption and integration. So you have 2 weeks here to sit quietly, absorb, be aware of the energies and how they play out in your body, in your mind, in your spirit, in your energy system. And then bring those thoughts to this community call. The community calls are shifting again. They are designed to build community, yes. But they are also designed to escalate your ascension process because you become a collective consciousness when you join in a crucible in a gathering.